Thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute. Today is Wednesday, December 4th, 2013, and I'm speaking with Kevin Remington from the Department of Geography in the College of Arts and Sciences here at USC. Kevin is the campus GIS coordinator. Would you elaborate on what GIS is, what the benefits of having the GIS support program here at USC are, and what kinds of people come to you for help?
Of course. So GIS is Geographic Information Systems, and it's a technology that basically allows us to integrate spatial information like maps and things like maps with other sorts of data about the things that are being mapped. So we may integrate with a GIS, for example, not just the location of a certain type of business around the area, but also what sorts of activities go on at that business, what type of people use that particular business to better allow people that are perhaps in the same sort of business figure out how to service their customer base, just as one example. As far as the Campus GIS Support Program, we do a lot of different things, but one of the major benefits of the program is that we coordinate a site license with ESRI, who is the world's primary software developer for geospatial software, that allows us to provide the software, which is rather costly software, free of charge to all faculty, staff, and students at the university that enter into a memorandum of understanding with the Campus GIS program. Via that MOU, we also provide support in as far as methodological support, what are the right ways to use the GIS to tackle your research question, but also more typical technical support, you know, what do I do when the particular GIS operation that I'm trying to perform doesn't work? Maybe I can't seem to perform a particular operation with the software you gave me. Is there a specialized program that maybe I could develop or the Campus GIS program could develop that would better answer that particular problem? One thing that is special about this site license that allows us to provide the software and the technical support is that we are customer number 7 of ESRI. So since we've been around for so long and been working with this company for so long, we really have some top-level access to the best minds in GIS, both at this company as well as other academics and GIS professionals around the world that largely, I think, choose or want to work with us simply because we are customer number 7 of ESRI. One thing I would like to stress about the Campus GIS program is that years ago, most of the people that thought they needed our help were people that were in geography or other traditional mapping disciplines. And nowadays, really mapping and the idea of spatial relationships and spatial data is present in all sorts of disciplines. So we do have people from, for example, the med school that are using GIS to map intercellular components. We have people in the art school that use GIS to look at spatial relationships of particular elements in paintings. We have people in the business school that are using it to figure out who to sell Wonder Bread to. So there's really a lot of disciplines that can use the technology. It's not just geographers. And fortunately, nowadays, it is a fairly easy to use technology. So people shouldn't be afraid of it or think that they need to be some sort of technology expert to take advantage of all the things that GIS can do.
What project have you enjoyed working on the most?
Well, one of the projects that I'm currently involved with, it's with a group that we work with often here on campus, is with the Campus Law Enforcement and Safety Unit and the campus facilities people. The reason that those projects have been so enjoyable is that we can really see the benefits of using GIS to solve some of the problems that the cops have. For example, right now we are looking at various pieces of data to determine if there are certain things we can do to increase security on campus with better lighting, better positioning of call boxes, better positioning of the security cameras around campus. And we're also working with facilities to see whether or not we can figure out ways to accurately identify not just where all of the stuff facilities maintains is, like the power lines and the underwater sewer lines, but where actual human assets are located. So in other words, I would like to know if I'm a parent of a student at the university and an emergency situation occurs on a Tuesday at 12 p.m., I would like to know what class my son was in when that emergency event happens, what building that class was taking place in, what type of building it is, what sort of ingress and egress the building has. Is it easy for my student or my son or daughter to get in or out of the building? Those sorts of applications are particularly interesting to me just because I can immediately see that they're actually helping something in the real world. Not that my other applications don't help something in the real world, but it's often I don't see it for a long time.
Well, thank you very much, Kevin.
Appreciate it.
And thank you for listening to this episode of An IT Minute.